Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have many customers who have stuck with me only online classes, and some that don't even do it. It's considered a donation to essentially keep us open.
Well, that's also a testament to you, right?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm great.
There's so much on here about Wheel of Fortune. The one that jumps out at me even before Faux Pat, Vanna's Bagel.
They prompt you, would you like to add two hamburgers? Because they know I like two hamburgers.
There hamburgers or cheeseburgers?
Hamburgers or cheeseburgers?
Hamburgers.
Did you hear the fat guys at the same time?
Hamburgers, you know, or what? Cheeseburgers? You have cheese on it? I hate you, Rob. I believe we've made this clear, Mike.
I know.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we bring in our talking head for Friday, does anybody feel a heaviness this week? I feel a heaviness. I feel as though I've been through a bit of a prize fight, and I don't know if it's because of my variety of orthopedic issues or whether it's just the malaise that everybody's in right now. I don't know what it is.
I did have McDonald's ordered last night to the house.
That's a sign. That's a definite
sign. That is a sign when you're eating crappy food.
The McDonald's
I had one day
app.
Like that this week.
You know what? Yeah. He's not to his Baskin-Robbins phase yet, but he's on his way.
No, I'm
he's
not in, sad. Yeah. I'm happy. But as Shannon said, in a fun way, she said, "What's your problem?" And I said, "There's no problem. They just sent me a deal, and I'm taking advantage of it on the app."
So she saw the McDonald's come to your house.
Yes.
Assumed there was a problem. What's wrong with you? Are you all right?
She goes, "Are you okay?
Is everything okay?"
And I said, "What are you talking about? There's no problem.
Come on,
I just got a free large fries, and if I don't act now, we're going to lose out on the deal." So
you're such craziness. A DJ. I have to act now. Act now, Mike.
I have to act now.
Now. I will tell you that when I am either by weight loss or by depression, McDonald's is usually my first thought of, why don't I just go get two cheeseburgers with the buns.
Oh, my God. It's like you were there yesterday. McDonald's sends you this wonderful, act now. And I'm I'll do it. And they tell you.
Act now.
McDonald's is only a 21-minute delivery away. From your house. Somebody will bring it to your house. And I said, why not? So you don't just get the large fries because you get they get you because they give you the free extra large fries. And then when you start scrolling, you're like, maybe I'll just get a meal too.
Well, of course you have to go. If you're going to act now, you've got to act all the way.
And then when the meal.
Hi, Mrs. Spiewak. Carrie just to let Linus out.
She was not aware of the early start today. And she apologizes. Management regrets the error.
And the meal.
So jealous. You just get to open a door and let your dog out. There she goes.
He's going to get
his
greeting.
She ran out of here.
And the meal says, would you add, they prompt you, would you like to add two hamburgers? Because they know I like two hamburgers.
Sure. There hamburgers or cheeseburgers?
Hamburgers or cheeseburgers?
Hamburgers.
Did you hear the fat guys at the same time?
Hamburgers or cheeseburgers? You have cheese on it? I hate you, Rob. I believe we've made this clear, Mike.
I know. It's like looking in a mirror sometimes. The mirror of the part I don't want to look at.
Feeding her soul.
Hamburgers and cheeseburgers. You know I am, Mike. I'm your Dorian Gray.
I got it first.
I'm your Dorian Gray. You lose weight and you look at me and I'm still fat. And
have you lost weight? Older. Have you lost any weight?
I don't think so.
No.
You have. But I couldn't comment to that.
I couldn't comment. No comment. Well, anyway, I have, I still have my keto cheat that I have at Wendy's.
Mm.
And you know what I get at Wendy's?
What is that?
I order a triple without the bun.
Mm.
I gnaw on pure, delicious, fast food ground beef.
How do they
serve
it?
And it is 100% on a piece of lettuce.
Like just a piece of lettuce and wrapped in the paper?
Oh, spectacular.
That's great. That's one.
You don't really need the bun.
Paper.
If you took a McDonald's bun, a Wendy's bun, mm-hmm. or any of the other buns, yeah. and we can't keep flapping our gums. I want to get the talking.
Oh yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
you would have flavorless. They'd be flavorless buns. So of course, beef is they would be.
And Wendy's has the flavorless. Best beef. Wendy's does have the best patty.
It's delish. Might do it today. Anyway, let's bring in our talking head. We haven't done this in a while. It feels like we haven't done this in a month. Mm-hmm. Heather yeah. Weimer. The vaccine queen. Really?
Yes.
Well, we'll find out why. Heather just got her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. She must be a frontline worker. Her reaction to dose 2.0 was not usual. Now I know. We see the scrubs. Now yes. you know right away why she got it. She is a speech-language pathologist in a local hospital. She works with victims of strokes, Parkinson's, MS, and assists them with speech, language, cognition, and swallowing therapy. Oh, man, you're doing the Lord's work. Heather has been listening to us since 1995, and back then loved Marion Barry's BlackBerry. That's right, Heather. A lot of people love that. Yes, sir. Marion Barry, years ago in our nation's capital, was quite a lightning rod. Quite a controversial figure. Still oh, yeah. is, maybe, even in death. She is a lifelong Virginia resident, grew up in McLean, attended the GT program at Longfellow Intermediate. Like Rob, they both had Mr. Williams.
Yes.
You had a Mr. Williams? Ooh.
Yeah, he was a math teacher. Great teacher. Yeah.
And went to the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, unlike Rob. Oh, you went to Northwestern. Oh, you're a smart lady. Nice. That's a great school. And spent some time in Los Angeles before returning to D.C. She has three kids. Zach is 13. And she put it in here. Dealing with puberty. Hi, Zach. Sean is 10 and Jocelyn is 5. You're a busy lady. They have a rescue dog named Clark. What a great name for a dog. Clark.
Clark the dog.
I love great dog name. That is like the best name for a dog I have heard this year. Clark.
I love cool names for dogs.
Sorry to dwell on it. She is the owner and instructor at Jazzercise Herndon Rest and Fitness nice. Center, teaching Jazzercise and Pilates. God, you're busy. Yeah. Her current favorite bit is Jennifer Wisniewski. I'm trying to get the machine that does that. Fixed, but it
sucks. No,
there's
no machine, Mike. Jennifer's just busy.
Sure, she's real. And would love to meet her someday. Well, I'd love you to meet her, too. While ripe with child in 2008, Heather was a featured game show contestant on The Ellen Show with her yeah. sister. So wow. cool. In 2017, she won over $27,000 on Wheel of Fortune. This is a great talking head. And the audition preparatory procedure is fascinating. Ask her about faux pat. That's the stand-in. I've heard about that before. Vanna's Bagel, Puzzle Memory, and also The Lawyers. No cheating, and don't touch Pat. This is Heather Weimer, our talking head. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Now.
That is a mask. That is a mask Sweet. Right there.
Sweet.
Wow, I love your bio. So you are in, obviously, with the masking up, you are in a medical environment right now?
Correct. I'm in a shared office, so we always have to mask up if there's people around.
Are you, and it says here you got your second dose, so what is that? My sister works at Mass General up in Boston, volunteers at Mass General, and so she got her first one yesterday. The feeling of getting the second dose, haven't even had a lot of people on the tube you talk to
right.
that have done it. How does that feel? How does that feel, Heather?
It feels pretty great. I still, because we know we still need to follow the COVID precautions, you know, I still wear masks, I still socially distance, I still do all of that, but it does feel really great, almost surreal that we were part of the first group that got this. And, I mean, this is historic. This is amazing. So,
yeah, I mean, you're in your medical office and you could, you know, you're still going through the protocols, which you're CDC, you're supposed to do that, mm-hmm. but you know in your heart. And you know in your head that, you know, you could walk down the hallway and lick the doorknobs. It would be
I can't wait for those days to be back again.
I know a previous talking head who's also a medical professional, Stephanie Larson, was Facebooking, that's unusual, about her reaction to the injection. How did yours go with your first and your second?
So back in my first exposure in healthcare was probably in the middle to end of March, unknown to me. And then I tested positive for antibodies in the summer. I never had any symptoms of COVID. I didn't have any family in my pod have any symptoms. And then also my pod tested negative for antibodies. So it's a mystery why I had them. And then my first dose was in December, and it was a rough 36 hours, not to discourage anyone from getting it. But on my way home that day, I felt really dizzy and out of it. And then I got home and it just kind of got worse. And then I went to sleep. I woke up super. It was like a hangover.
Just like they say, just another weekend for us, Mike.
Right on.
All right. Yeah, so you guys, it'll be great. You'll feel right at home. So my one of my physician friends here was saying to me that it's likely that I did, again, have it, didn't know it, something, whatever, I had the antibodies, so that the first dose for me was essentially like a second dose because it was the booster and my immune system went to work. So my second dose, I had no problems whatsoever, a mild headache. But I also used really sound scientific logic to prepare. And I thought, well, it's like a hangover. So I'm going to pound liquid IV for 4 days, and we'll see if that plug. Prep helps.
Giving a plug to the sponsor. No, yes,
smart. Very smart. Very smart.
Yep, lemon and, lime.
And no problem. Awesome. And no problem with the second dose. And by the way, everything I read about this vaccination is that, you know, when you have that reaction, which is like a hangover and you feel crappy for a day or two, that is the sign that, hey, it's doing what it's supposed
it's working,
to do.
Working.
100%,
prepping your body.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, man, I'm so hopeful. And I love, you know, I think really unless you were a cold-hearted, you know, son of a bitch, the idea that people that were on the front lines were getting these vaccinations. The first time I think in New York I saw a nurse get a vaccination, it's this feeling of that's the hope. That's the video I could watch all the time. And my sister asked me yesterday, well, when are you getting it? It's like my sister sort of indicating that I'm fat. You know, I'm like, no, you got yours because you're a frontline volunteer in a hospital and you're also a hell of a lot older than me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And do you think any of the fact that she got the vaccine is just because she's Kathy?
No, Rob, she is doing good work up at
Okay, that's what you always say.
She's in the hospital, so that's why you know, they have them there, and that's it. You know, I have to jump right in. First of all, the work you do as a speech language pathologist, that's got to be both frustrating and gratifying, I would imagine, to do that for a line of work.
I mean, I decided at 16 this is what I wanted to do, and that's probably the only decision in my life that I don't regret. I love it, and I feel really useful, helpful, inspired by my patients, and especially right now that we can be on. I mean, you can't do anything as an individual really to combat the pandemic, so you feel really helpless. So if I focus on the fact that each day I can help people dealing with it, COVID patients, and make their day like a slight bit better, it's helping me get through it for sure.
So let's dive right into, and you're doing that full-time job and the Jazzercise, Pilates. You're doing that all the time. I mean, you must be busy. My God.
Yeah.
Can you talk to our wives?
Let's just say it's slightly more than a hobby, that I receive absolutely no, income. Actually, I saw something on a website where it was estimating the gross revenue of my center at $917,000 a year. I mean, so no, that's not accurate.
Well, hell, they need to carve off a little piece of that for old Heather.
Yeah.
I mean, for the love of God, okay, that's not fair. You're going in there because, so you teach these classes, you know, because you enjoy doing it? Is that what it is?
It's the only thing that I've ever stuck with in terms of an exercise program. I've been an instructor for 10 years, and there was the owner of the studio was ready to sell or shut down a couple of years ago, and I could not have the shutdown happen. So I bought it and I wish I had been told that a pandemic was coming in my second year of ownership, but I was not. And so I just had to roll with it. And I have really great customers. I actually think that we are better off than, say, a 24-hour fitness franchise, because the people who come to my center are family. They really feel strongly about each other in the program. So I have many customers who have stuck with me, only online classes, and some that don't even do it. It's, you know, considered a donation to essentially keep us open.
Well, that's also a testament to you, right?
It is. It is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm great.
Let me give you a little example right now. If you, for those of you that might not know what Jazzercise is, I'll show you one of my people don't realize I do a lot of fitness programs. This is my Jazzercise move.
Oh, the hands. Those are the hands of a teenager, Mike.
There you go.
They really are.
All right. So what do you want? I'll dealer's choice here, Heather, since I'm interviewing you. I'll ask you, which would you like to talk about first here with your TV experiences, the Ellen experience or the Wheel experience?
Well, chronologically, it would be Ellen. So we can start there.
All right, okay. Then let me get right to my, because I got a million questions. Obviously, with what Ellen has been enduring in 2020, you know, really, Ellen DeGeneres would probably be one of the few celebrities that's like, yeah, the pandemic was rough, but the rest of my year was rougher. just based on the deluge of all of these comments about Ellen being nasty to her coworkers, being nasty to guests, not being kind to people. When the camera goes off, she's not the same person. You were there and you were a guest on the show, correct?
Correct.
And what? Tell us about your experience and why you were there, what it was like, and then, you know, maybe we can lead up to the yay or nay as to whether Ellen is a
you know? I mean, you know, the only thing that struck me as odd is she kept us in a cage in a dark room before we went on the show. But other than that, she was totally nice.
So that's an old policy.
I think that went out in 2010. So actually, no, I was on the show because my sister came out during my maternity leave. In California, they give you 4 weeks ahead of your due date and just say, here's some money, hang out till that baby comes. So I did, and she wanted to see Ellen, and it was during the writer's strike of 08. 08. So they could not write her monologues, so it was all games all the time. And we were in the audience, and we got picked out for, you know, we look alike, except for I was hugely pregnant, and she was adorable. And so then, you know, we did kind of an audition at the side. They said, they'll call your name if you've been selected. So we sat down, and within 5 minutes of the show, she said, all right, come on down, Heather Weimer, Jenny Redding. So we ran down, another pair of sisters got plucked, and it was sisters versus sisters for the marshmallow game. Yeah, cat fight. So the marshmallow game is a Japanese game from a game show where there's a like plywood behind you and then a long stick that comes out with two marshmallows hanging down on strings and then a giant rubber band that's attached to that, and you pull it over your nose and then it's there and you have to keep your hands here and just with your body lean forward and catch one of those marshmallows. And if we did it faster than them, we won. So
the stress of the rubber band is what prevents you from getting to the marshmallow. So you're fighting the pressure of that.
And many times it pulls me back. And I mean, throughout she was perfectly nice, first of all. She was absolutely wonderful. And, you know, during the commercial breaks, she was jovial and pleasant. And she was really nice to us on stage and everything. And her mother is a speech language pathologist or former. So, you know, she connected with me.
So she had a little one-on-one with you talking about that, right?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she was great. And she did not look her age. And, I mean, it could have been all the stage makeup. But she was beautiful up close. And we won, obviously. And we went all expenses paid to Japan on a business class and the Tokyo Imperial Hotel. And it was incredible.
Wow.
And it was, one of the best trips of my life. Wow. I mean, probably the best trip of my life.
In your face, Matthew Bloom.
Wow. I'm just,
I left
my
Adderall at home.
It would have been a better Ellen if they'd done the Don and Mike version of the marshmallow
game.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that game, Rob?
I do. As a matter of fact, it involved no sticks at all, but it did involve the placement of the marshmallow between two pillows.
Yeah. And what was it like? Run up.
You had to run the length of the
Run up and down the length of the hallway.
No, I think it was like the entire radio station. I think you had to like leave the conference room, down the hall, down the steps, back around, and up the steps and back.
Produce your marshmallow.
And then for bonus money, eat the marshmallow.
Much dumber game.
Yeah. It was more. You should have called it the s'mores game.
It's like a fraternity prank.
So your sister being the LA connection is that, by the way, I have an LA connection when this is all
now
done.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to like ramp Catherine up to, I want to go see some shows.
Yeah.
I want to go see some TV shows. Yes, sorry.
She wasn't a connection. She just really wanted to see it. So we just went and showed up and sat to potentially be in the audience. She didn't have any sort of connection except for her obsession with Ellen.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, how about
right.
that?
And so then it was back out to, TV land again when you went on the wheel. But the wheel, I know, did they do auditions around the country or how did you get on Wheel of Fortune? How did that work?
It was my lifelong goal to be on it. So I watched every show.
That's
I took
very
notes,
sad,
copious.
Heather.
And yes. There was a time where you could submit a video onto their site directly for contestant submission. So wrote and directed my own submission video and then I entered it in and I did not hear anything for 18 months. And in fact, some friends were saying, hey, remember how you thought you were going to be on Wheel of Fortune? Whatever happened with that? So we no longer speak. And then they emailed me and said, hey, you've been selected for an audition. So the email was very specific about where to be when, and I had to drive up to New York for the audition. And actually, it was a Wednesday. It was, I think, Wednesday, June 21st or 2nd of 2016, and it was wide open Wednesday. So I left my house around 4 and was driving up, and I needed inspiration. So I called you guys, and we spoke about it, and you wished me luck, and it turned out really well. So thank you.
Wow. And so it's out to, where do they tape Wheel of Fortune? It's not TV City, right? They don't do Wheel of Fortune.
No, it's the old Columbia Studios where they did, where they shot the King of Queens. We were on that set. Sony Telepictures, I think it's called now.
Sony Telepictures is where. So you go out to La La Land once again, and you have that iconic experience of dealing with Pat and Vanna. I love that story we had last week where they don't argue. Yeah. Why the hell would they argue? There's absolutely no interpersonal communication required between
them. I'm the most
them.
Vanilla. No, I'm the most vanilla.
She doesn't even touch the letters anymore. What the F would they argue
Easy.
About?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you get out there, and there's so much on here about Wheel of Fortune. The one that jumps out at me even before Faux Pat is
yes.
Vanna's bagel.
So,
Before you tell me, I just want to give you what I think, okay? It's a bagel with tiny, teeny, tiny little bites out of it. That's what I thought.
That's a good guess.
No, I mean, Rob included that because I had told him about it. It's like the least interesting, but essentially we were not allowed to see Pat ahead of time. He was in hair and makeup and we did not meet him until he came on stage. But Vanna was there early and she was, just in her regular
and
face
she was
and hair.
Lost. She didn't know where she was, kept asking directions.
She wished us luck and she's walking past the contestants during dress rehearsal and she just has like this giant bagel on a plate and was ready to go have her breakfast. I guess I just thought it was too much food for her to eat all day, but there she was. And she was she was nice. They were all nice.
But she's
everyone
tiny,
nice.
Right? Is she tiny, Heather?
She is itsy itsy bitsy, yeah. Very,
itsy,
very
bitsy.
Tiny.
And so Faux Pat, is Faux Pat like a stand-in for Pat Sajak while you're doing your blocking?
Yeah,
or,
for the dress rehearsal, exactly. We go through each one and he's very animated and he's tall and flowing locks. He's great.
This is the Faux Pat that sits
Pat,
in for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it? Do you get the impression he's like a stand-up that they use on a stand-up comedian, like on talk shows?
Yeah.
Or
I think he's just waiting for the COVID to get Pat so he can jump right in.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Does he have a name, Faux Pat?
I mean, we just pretty much knew him as, pretend this is Pat. So I have no idea.
Fake Jack.
Wow. So when you get out there, you finally go into the meeting. You meet with lawyers, and and then it says, "Don't touch Pat." You're not able to touch him. Is that what it is?
No. Or? If he comes to you and gives you a hug, that's fine, but don't touch him.
Now, about the lawyers, it seems like, I mean, of all the game shows, Wheel seems fairly simple and sort of, you know, it is what it is.
Straightforward.
What were the lawyers warning you about?
The first maybe 3 hours of the day was all just education about what is cheating on Wheel of Fortune. So,
Jesus.
You know, I mean, obviously to have an earpiece with someone in the audience and they're trying to help you with the puzzle, different things like that. But the biggest thing that I thought, okay, would never have thought of that if you hadn't told me, was that the three of you that are picked for the same show get together and decide, look, Heather's going to win it all. Like, we'll blow this. Get as much money as you possibly can, and then we'll all split it three ways.
Wow.
Collusion.
Boy. Well, you know, I would assume stuff like that has to have mm-hmm. happened in order for them to be paranoid about that.
Yeah.
And your impressions once he got out there, even though you weren't able to touch him.
Don't touch him.
Of the somewhat curmudgeon-y Pat Sajak, what was he like?
Yeah, not curmudgeon at all. He was. I got to be on the red spot, so we were right next to each other the whole time, and he was really nice. He cottoned to me right away, so we got along great. And,
I bet he did. He did.
Yeah. He did hug me.
Can touch.
So I got to touch Pat. He goes, you know, he's local. He's in Bowie, and he, I think, rides the Amtrak or something. So about 3 or 4 weeks after my show aired, he ran into a friend of mine who's a friend of mine's father. I'm not saying any names, but he's mildly famous. So the two of them know each other in their circles. And he said, oh, you know, I watched your show recently. My daughter's friend was on it, Heather, and he remembered me and said I was wonderful.
Oh, that's
what
he just said that, and he didn't, but whatever.
I remember, I have no idea who we were talking to, but somebody was on the show that told me that when you go, and you won 27 grand, so you did go to the final on this, that he asks you permission if he can hold your hand when you're walking out to, is that true, Heather?
Yeah, I mean, consent is everything, so he does.
That's so true.
And how many times has he emailed you since you've been on the show?
You know, I was expecting a lot more, and it's a grand total of zero. So
oh, darn it. Darn it.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't believe I walked up to him. You know, it was hockey debut. The Caps got their first game last night. That's the last time I saw Pat Sajak and walked up to him drunkenly. That's a long time ago with my buddy Fried. You know, hey, Pat, you were on the old Dynamite show a while back. You know, you couldn't get out of the room fast enough. I don't even know where we were.
Did you touch him?
No, I didn't touch him. Good it was long before COVID, Rob. That's it. This is so cool. So what are the plans? Any more TV experiences now that you've reached the summit of what you wanted to do in television?
I do have my sights set on $25,000 pyramid, but that will be very difficult to accomplish. Very few contestants, very few episodes taped. So
Who's hosting that now, Rob? Who's
Michael
hosting
Strahan.
Pyramid? Oh, is it Mike? Of course it's Mike. Because why give new people chances?
Oh, he's
why don't
great.
You just give one person every job? Every
he's
single
fantastic.
Job. That's the way that goes. Well,
Michael Strahan's been picked to host Jeopardy next. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Oh, really? He's in that back? Oh, that's
no, no,
no, no.
Oh, it's like, I would be shocked.
You're joking.
Jesus Christ.
We always, Heather, it's fascinating talking to you. I love this segment. I love it. You've done nothing to diminish it. It's always great. Always give our talking head a chance to say hello to anybody. This is your time, your forum, all on you. Anybody you want to say hello to?
Yes, I would like to say hello to Zach, Sean, Jocelyn, my beautiful children who light up my life every day. And then I would say hello to my ex-husband, who was a former Bonus Show subscriber, but he stopped listening when Rob unfriended him. So I guess you will hear this.
There's a price to be paid for being a dick, I guess.
She loved that.
He was a live show subscriber, you guys. You might want to change your tune.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know what? It's always so nice when people that have been married together can, you know, just bury the hatchet. Right in the old cerebral cortex.
Boom.
Anyway, that's it. What a pleasure. Heather, you're wonderful.
Keep on
doing what you're doing. I'm delighted that you are vaccinated, the second dose, and you look great. And continue to listen to the show. God bless. Thanks so much. You were a lot of fun to talk to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
There she goes. Bye. Put that big turbo mask back on there. Bye.
Bye.
Carlo like that. That's awesome. Oh, wow. Fantastic. And a little ex-husband line at the end
that
there.
That funny lady was perfect. Yeah.
And as far as Rob unfriending him, totally legitimate. You can start the show now, Rob.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, well, thanks.
Stay. Take a drink. Jamie.
Yeah.
Another glass.
Sure.
What do you
drink? Gin. Always gin. Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
May I tell you a story?
Please.
For generations, men of my family have been rabbis. It was to be my calling. I was quite a prodigy. The elders said I had a 40-year-old's understanding of the Midrash by the time I was 12. But by the time I was 13, I knew I could never be a rabbi.
Why not?
Because for all I understood of the Talmud, I never saw God there.
You couldn't lie to yourself.
I tried. Oh, I tried like crazy. I mean, people were counting on me.
If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choices?
What choice? The last thing I took away from the yeshiva is this. We can't run from who we are. Our destiny chooses us.
You know what? I got my $5,000 here. That's just fine by me. I'm going home.
Fine.
It's a f***ing joke anyway. After all, I am paying you with your money.
What'd you say?
Your money. I am still up $20,000 from this last time I stick it in you.
They're trying to goad me.
Yeah.
Trying to own me. But this isn't a gunfight. It's not about pride or ego. It's only about money. I can leave now, even with Grandma and KGB. And halfway to paying Petrovsky back. That's a safe play. I told Worm you can't lose what you don't put in the middle.
Deal.
But you can't win much either.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, you had your Goodwill Hunting, and then you had your Rounders. And for my money, he's made a lot of good movies and a lot of good performances, but there's nothing that'll ever touch those two. When Matt Damon was a little whippersnapper, that is not only a great poker movie, just a great movie. And it's weird that you selected that because I watched half of that movie yesterday, final half of that movie.
You know what else was weird, as a matter of fact? When we did that Bob Barker promo, and I tried to pick out weird, obscure pricing games for it, they did Primetime Prices Right this week, and they played Punch-A-Bunch.
Punch-A-Bunch!
After I wrote the promo. Weird stuff sometimes. And
it's
also, Matt Damon has not only two great movies like that, but also the worst movie title ever. He has. We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, we won't. Don't get me started on that one. From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day at every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada,
Old Ford, North Carolina, Dayton, Washington, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Carlsbad, California, and Kolding, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by our good friends just downstairs at Cornerstone First Financial. Listen, rates are still low. These rates are still at a 50-year low. More than half of you haven't jumped off the fence, probably because you think they'll fall lower, or perhaps you don't even know what your current rate is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until it's too late. You never know right now. Kind of a different time we're living in. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Other companies only posture that they have super low rates. They don't tell you about those junk fees and origination points. Call the company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. It's not a question of if, but when these rates will go up. Since Cornerstone is a lender as well as a broker, believe me, if they can't do it, nobody can. And by the way, thank you to all the listeners who have used Cornerstone and gotten in touch with us. We appreciate that. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
What people might not realize is how fast one phone call to Cornerstone, they'll tell you if you benefit or if you don't. They're not going to give you the runaround. They can really quick say, hey, we can help you out here, and then put the wheels in motion. Come on, isn't one phone call worth it? Give it a try.
202-625-1221. That was very telephone-like.
Well, was,
come on
it's
now,
so
isn't
true.
One telephone call?
Yeah. Mike,
isn't one phone call worth your time?
All I'm saying is act now.
Act now. Thank you. Cornerstonefirst.com.
Free french fries.
Personal attention from application to closing. There are times on these commercials where I need some help sometimes. You know, when I'm talking about the sponsors, that wouldn't be one of them. That's okay. That's all right. You know, doesn't matter to me. Okay, so where's my thing?
Hold on. You need your thing, Mike. Come on, man.
I need my thing, yeah. I hate talking about the dog. I yelled at Rob talking about his dog, but I have to talk about my dog when it almost results in a fatality.
What happened?
I am dealing with a myriad of orthopedic injuries, and I think I'm a little out of it this week. And with the combination of all the crap going on in the world, I just am I'm in a bit of a malaise.
A little spacey.
Especially
but not
after
Kevin
the show.
Spacey.
I am laser focused on this show, but when it comes to after the show, I kind of go, you know, I really don't know what to do with myself. So I come home yesterday and I realize, after I picked my son up, that Winslow, because I was out running errands all day, got some great avocados, was in the crate.
Hey, got some avocados.
He was in the crate too long, and I freak out. I'm like, oh, I said, because Carla met me at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Because I was coming into the community from running errands and went right to the bus stop. Carla was coming back between her, her esthetician jobs.
Yes. Right.
And she said, I said, did you take Winslow? I said, no, I only took Frankie. I said, oh my God, I got to get to Winslow. So I picked Michael up at the bus stop. I get back home, and it's a super priority. I got groceries in the car, but I got to get out of the car. I care about the canine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I get to the door, open the door, walk right over with the leash in my hand, and open his crate, and pew, right out there, and he went right out the open door.
Oh, you had
and
the door
of course,
open? Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about this animal that when he shoots his acorn brain-sized body out the door, there is always some 75-year-old that's riding a bicycle. And he goes nuts.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, Winslow! And Winslow is having none of it. And here's what this dude does. As opposed to perhaps, well, probably out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
As opposed to stepping off the bicycle, this guy proceeds to zigzag down the street, back and forth and back. I am mortified right now. First of all, everybody's here. So every 90-year-old is here, you know, in their yards doing something with a lawn, you know, with a garden hose.
Looking at it.
I'm sorry to disrupt your ridiculously soft little life for 5 minutes.
Is the guy on the bike trying to dodge Winslow?
I am hearing. I hear him before I see him.
Okay.
I hear, Get off me. Get off me. Go on.
Like a 1940s movie. Get off me.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. And he's zigzagging. Oh, no. I'm like, dude, stop the bicycle that I can grab my dog. No, he is zigzagging down. And Winslow is this is the greatest game in his little acorn brain life. He is so happy. God. And by the way, I know it's my fault. My son informed. By the way, my son saw his friend Caleb and hopped out the window of the car when I pulled over to go play with Caleb and grab his bicycle.
The window.
So he's already playing in the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's doing the Dukes of Hazzard
thing. And he gets super. He knows how stressed I get, so he gets super stressed. He's like, Dad, I gotta help. I said, don't just go play with Caleb. I'll get Winslow. Just go down the street, play with Caleb. And meanwhile, I'm getting in the car. Winslow is so far away that I'm getting in the car now to catch up. All right?
So you're
and
stressed.
I'm here,
the dog
go
is running.
Get out of here. Michael's like, I want to. I said, go play with Caleb. The guy's going, get out of here, your dog. And Winslow's just going,
Winslow thinks it's the greatest game ever because it's catch, pursuit, and everything. I almost said the F word.
I just said that was a real F word right there.
I love when it's genuine.
Effing hate dogs.
No, you don't.
He brings you so much joy.
He does.
Honest to God. I take the dog out. He poops. I feed him. I show him lots of love. And I understand that, it's just, I said, give him to the guy, Pierre or whatever his name is, Jose or whatever. What's that guy's name?
Oh, the Who's dog the guy? Whisperer?
The dog whisperer. Give
Cesar.
Him to the dog whisperer.
Cesar.
Right. Yeah. Sorry for saying Jose. That was a little racist.
His name is Oscar.
A little bit.
give him to Hector.
That's worthy that, right? Man. Yeah. You know, loves dogs. That's it.
Give him to
the dog.
His name is Hector Perro.
So I hop in the car. By this time, I have to go around the corner. He is so far away that I go around the corner of the street. And by this time, Bicycle Man is long gone. Because Winslow has been distracted. That's when I run into, I'm like, Winslow, come, Winslow. The two old people out in their driveway doing something with their house. And they're looking at me like, they're like, The one old man, seriously, no, he is looking at me like this. He's it's a dog off a leash.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like I have an AK-47 in my hand?
Yeah.
Old man, go in your garage, leave me the F alone. You know where I am right now with everything? I'm just, they're all here and they're all the same and they're driving me nuts. And I'm just blessed that I moved to an area where my kid has a playmate every day.
Yeah.
Best buddy in the neighborhood. That's cool. But there's still plenty of the, 11 miles an hour from pulling out of their driveway to the gate of the community.
How would you like to be, Mike, at their breakfast nook where they're eating at like 8:30 in the morning? They say, well, what are you going to do today? Well,
8:30 in the morning, more like 5:45.
Well, they're still there at 8:30 because they're reading the paper. And what are you going to do today? Well, from noon till 3, we're going to be in the driveway.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's the plan.
By the way, reading the paper, you got that one right because they all have their newspapers on.
So
modern technology. Why read it digitally?
The toughest part of having, and this used to happen with my black lab and my Weimaraner because my parents...
It happens with a lot of dogs. Dogs that just
go, right?
Yeah,
right.
They like fly to go parading. They love to do it.
So my mom would do the bit where she would call us and say that Biscayne ran away and that she's driving around looking for
which
Biscayne.
Dog was
this
Biscayne?
Is a black lab.
Okay.
And I'd say, well, what are you doing? She said, I just have my window down and I'm yelling, Biscayne.
It is the most helpless feeling. You know, if you love control, which I do,
it is
the most helpless feeling. So I have, you'll laugh at this. Once again, peanuts. I have a can of like peanuts in the car, mixed nuts that I keep in the car with me at all times.
Planters?
I do.
Planters?
Just in case a cocktail party breaks out?
You know what, Oscar? If they were in there, I was hungry.
Yeah.
I might have left a can in there. There are
just in case his colon is feeling really healthy. He says, let's take this sucker for a test drive.
There are a few remaining nuts.
Sure.
And it's the only food stuff I have. And I realized the only way I'm going to distract this dog is with food.
Uh-huh.
And so he's peeing, he's sniffing, he's all over. And it's like the movements are like this, that he is aware that he is free.
And so he's being hunted.
And I want to kill him.
Yeah.
Because he's
yeah.
just so manic and so full of adrenaline. It's driving me nuts. He finally gets distracted with the peanut, because when I've got a treat, come over there, food. It's just, you know, I just wish he was a little chill. He gets close to me. I'm like, there you go. And he gets about an inch away from the peanut. And I have to do this. It's a good video day. Yeah. I have to describe. He gets about an inch from the peanut, and then he goes,
a play bow. He gives you a play bow.
Yeah.
And I know it's screwed.
Yeah,
I know he's going to take it. And pew, and he takes off again. And this time he stops because he gets a scent of something that he likes. And thank God, during this time, there were no more 95-year-olds riding by on their little bicycles at 0.1 mile an hour.
Now,
it was yes.
I was going to say, we don't know his personality very well because you haven't had him very long. Do you think he's digging the control factor of having you chase him? Because that's a thing with Linus. He loves, if he gets out, he won't bolt, but he'll stay 10 feet away, knowing that, you know,
well,
he's
that,
in control.
The tin
of peanuts, is it the big family size you have you're driving around, or the little guy?
That's the little guy right there. That's the little guy for you?
This is the family size.
Well, I mean, no, I think that it was about, you know, it's about that size.
Okay. Yeah.
It's about that big.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
No, not at Costco. It's like a CVS size. Yeah.
I didn't have time to, you know, Carly got the nuts not at Costco. I'm sorry, if you want to get nuts, get them at Costco. You know? And by the way, we lost our greatest client, in my opinion, that we ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts.com.
We didn't lose them.
No.
Yeah, I know. But I want them back.
Advertising everywhere.
If you want my number one thing, I want them back. So anyway.
2021.
I get him. Finally, he comes up to the peanut. Doom! I get the collar.
Yeah.
And I'm
How does he react to that? Does he snap? Does he growl?
Oh, he's gone. He's almost getting bitey.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Where he's doing that, where he's like, like that. I get him in the car, and we take him back home. Flash forward to this morning. I'm the one, by the way, with Carla's Boston Terrier that she wanted.
Yes.
My fat ass is the one that's up at 6:15 in the morning taking the dope outside.
Mm.
And I put Frankie's lead. We have two leashes. We have the Winslow leash, which by the way, if you want to see how thick the Winslow leash is, it's very what the hell's that?
What
the hell was that?
Oh, you heard that?
That might have been me. Anyway,
that's the nuts.
The Winslow leash. If you want to go down to the docks and see a cruise ship and see the rope they tie around the cleat, that's
like about like
Frankie's.
That,
yeah, and by the way, and it's 3 feet, you know, so we can control them.
Right,
Frankie's lead is the one that's got the expander lead where they can go wherever they want. Well, in the morning, I like to let Winslow kind of just chill out and go. So I hook the little leash on, and then I sit there and I go. And he still runs a little too far, and I give him the little pullback.
Mm-hmm.
And when I give him the little pullback, it goes tink, and it breaks.
Oh, he's strong. No. Jesus.
He's gone again.
No.
And this time, he runs probably 20 feet down the street, and then I just turn around. I just put my back to him. And so
when the leash
put my
breaks,
back
Mike, did you say the word fiddlesticks?
Oh, yeah. No. Mrs. O'Mara was very quick to tell me what I'd done. I had hooked the leash on his dog tag and not the little eyelet
that is on the collar. You need the carabiner.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so I turn my back to him. I walk, and all of a sudden I hear, and he runs by, does a beeline right into the right to the front door. You know why? It's food time.
Yeah, he's hungry.
He knows it's time for him to get his eat on, and he was in. So
at least he comes back, Mike, because my dogs, by the time you know they were a little older and I was you know out of the house, I would get calls from Cakes and say, "Hey, I think your Weimer runner is in our backyard."
Oh, not money.
But Cakes wasn't all that far away.
No, right. But still, the idea that my mom didn't know that the dog was at a neighbor's house hanging out.
Right. Yeah.
That was concerning.
But Cakes would see that dog a lot because what Cakes does when he's not on the Junkies show is he sits at his kitchen table and just looks out the window. All day.
Does he wonder?
That's what it is.
He wonders what went wrong.
There you go. But anywho. That's terrible. Hi, Johnny. We'll take a break and we will come. So he's back. He's in his crate right now. Nice. And he will be till 2022.
Attaboy.
Love dogs. No, we're putting him down. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with. We'll talk about liquor stores or beard trimming or maybe Todd.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive.
Life.
When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the bonus game. I hated the bonus game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Remember, quality sleep is more important than ever as we head into the new year. Well, we're in the new year. We're not heading into the new year. We're in the new year now.
We're cruising through the new year.
Yeah. Update it. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, come on, 2021, more effort. Huh?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You get change?
Yeah.
Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. So, how do you resolve to achieve quality sleep in 2021 with a Sleep Number bed? Let Sleep Number help with your resolutions. Quality sleep is essential for optimal health, performance, and your sanity. Plus, getting the right amount of sleep can help you make healthier decisions in the kitchen. Really? That's true. It can. It is. And the more sleep, the better you will exercise. The more you exercise, the better you'll sleep. It's a nice cycle. I had a ton of steps yesterday, and I slept like a baby on my Sleep Number bed. A great day starts the night before. My setting, 85. Carla, still 65. She exercised her butt off and sleeps like a baby in her Sleep Number. And then we get up at 6 o'clock, 6 a.m., so I can take the dog out and he can run away. Make quality sleep your New Year's resolution, and now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. We only have time for a very quick break right now. Mm-hmm. Men, please, trim your beards. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. If you have this, if you have facial hair, direct your attention to all two of my colleagues. Misters Spiewak looks to be the heaviest beard of all. Oscar's a close second right now. All of us. Look at that. That's a trim beard.
Trim this morning.
That's a trim beard. Okay. And by the way, both of you, I don't know about Oscar, but Rob, you could do this. I saw online the monkey tail.
Which is a new beard.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Rob, can you bring up a picture of it on your phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
The monkey tail beard. Let me explain what it is, Oscar. Okay, so you got to have, by the way, I do not have the kind of heavy beard that allows me to grow a full beard. I would try it, but it just takes too long.
Yeah.
And it's gray anyway. But I like my little Van Dyke that I've had for years and years and years. And I'm very comfortable with that. But I'll tell you this. When I have been, especially around the motorcycle people, the unkempt beard is just, if you're going to have one, I think it's just a better thing to do to keep it tidy. I was watching a movie with Donald Sutherland last night where Donald Sutherland, I swear to God, it was all over the place. The hair is just like, going down to his chest.
Yeah.
Catching in the light.
And that was coming off his lip. That was his mustache coming down there. But there is a classic example.
Oh, my God.
Of the monkey tail. And by the way, the guy that had that picture taken, if he hadn't mugged for the camera, It would be much more demonstrative of the monkey tail. You'll notice that the monkey tail is you have beard all the way along, and then it circles underneath your chin, comes up under your nose, and then there's another one. There's another great example of the monkey tail.
I'm yet to see a picture of a guy with a monkey tail that doesn't appear to be an asshole.
That's a good way to finish right there. Rob, if you're motivated, but I think with the different colors, it might be a little difficult.
You know what? If I were to do it, I would have to get just for men for contrast. Actually, Oscar, if you could get your mustache to connect, you're the best.
Does your mustache connect to the rest of your beard, or trim it?
Oh, it does. It does. I trimmed it too much this time. So
So you're your little Hitler mustache on top of your beard. Oscar, if you're motivated, try a monkey tail. Might be a lot of fun. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show every day. What am I hearing?
It's Rob breathing into the mic.
Are you breathing? Is that your breathing? Is it really him breathing into the mic? Oh, my God.
Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault. A breath of comedy fresh air every day on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Twitch turned that promo in about 22 minutes.
I'm glad you're back for 2021, Mark Rennell. Thank you, and hello to your beautiful daughters, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, everybody. Leave stress and muscle tension in 2020. Man, do I love this product.
Yes.
We're so glad they're joining us in 2021. It's time to start investing in your health with Theragun. Let me tell you about it. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. So, whether you want to get help for muscle tension, working out an injury, or just everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. It's fantastic. It's trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS, Theragun.com/TMOS. I almost said to my chiropractor yesterday when he was giving me this little therapy on my back with this thing going da da da. I was all saying, Doc, okay, splurge. Get a Theragun.
Upgrade your game.
All right. Help me. All right, Todd Moore. Look.
What's the latest?
I know that you don't have contact. You've muted him. Is that what it is?
Yeah. He's
I blocked him now.
Yes. I'll block.
I blocked. Do you have any contact with Todd, Rob, at all anymore?
No. I mean, I occasionally see a post, but
But you're connected still. Is he a friend of yours now?
He is a Facebook friend, but
it's on you. It's on you.
Yeah.
Can you look him up right now?
You make a statement.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do.
My brother asked
me. See, this borders on conflict. He doesn't want to be anywhere near it. So I was like,
I didn't know
I'm a friend of him, but I didn't feel I'd look at it right now. I blocked him. Oscar's muted and we don't have any contact.
Sometimes you call for a mass blocking of people. I thought that's what you were going.
No, I don't do it. When's the last time I did that?
He hasn't done that in 5 years.
When the hell is the last? First of all, when is the last goddamn time I ever did that?
7 years ago.
You cover your ass. Prognosticator. Conjurer.
I have Todd up right now.
Jesus.
It says Todd Moore.
Keep piling on, Rob. 2021's going to be your best year ever.
Yes.
Yeah. You sometimes call for a man. You're sometimes a real asshole, Mike. So I just wanted to make sure. I'm afraid of contact. Conflict.
We have all called for mass.
I've never done that.
I don't know about that. Well, I have not.
I have not. I've never done that.
In fact, he prided himself on the fact that he didn't, and it pissed me off because he didn't want it. But this is what? Multiple years ago?
Probably.
I think that we had that
5 years ago.
But it was a long time ago, but I didn't know. Come on, man.
All right.
Anyway, I've got him up right now. His most recent post is from 17 hours ago. It has a picture of troops walking to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And says, if you need 10,000 armed soldiers to protect your inauguration from the people, then you probably weren't elected by the people.
Oh, God. F you.
This is why you
blocked him. You tone deaf.
He deserves it.
Nad.
He also 2 days ago posted
down there
a political cartoon where it's Uncle Sam, and he's wearing a shirt that says free speech, but he's being choked by arms that are labeled Twitter, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple.
Yeah.
Let me give you the opposite, and I won't name names here, and I don't want you guys to jump to conclusions.
All right.
But this gentleman, I've known that he was a Trump supporter, and we've stayed in contact. He hasn't been over the top zealot about it, but we went back and forth, and again, I won't share the name, but he literally said, he goes, "I'm literally ashamed I voted for the man because I believed he was going to put America first, but he only put himself first." And I wrote to him, mm-hmm. I said, "The fact that you are not blinded by the fake news storyline speaks volumes. I hope more people see through that man's selfish ways. Love you, man." Because we were just talking about politics. He goes, "I just want to let you know that I can't believe this man did this to our city."
Mm. And, you know what? With Todd, in Todd's case, I don't engage. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's
I agree.
There is no getting through. If you are tone deaf enough to post that about the National Guard saying, if you need that many people to protect, that's not why that security's there.
No.
Security's there because of the Trump supporters last week. It was a week ago. What is broken where you just cannot even for a moment go through any type of introspection on this whatsoever? You are talking about the reason for this, the reason that the nation's capital is an armed camp,
Mike,
right now,
right,
is because I just
think
it's sad.
Think about
it's sad to me.
The Republicans that voted for the actual review and the discussion of the election. Think about the people that are on Capitol Hill that went through the insurrection and then came back to the Hill and said,
voted to question the
election. To question
the
election, yeah.
Yeah, I get that too. But even that, and that's just sticking to your guns. That is more understandable than a post from Todd, which is just a perfect classic example of why I blocked it. You don't have any. When you're engaging in all, when you're diving right back in to the same stuff, you are showing a callous disrespect over the behavior of the people that threaten our democracy.
I understand that, and I'm not making excuses for what he's posting or his political views.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm firmly against them. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. You are.
But for me, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a tone deaf. It's not knowing the room. It's not knowing. And by the way, I am more than aware of the fact that more than 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. I know we have to be aware of that. You have to be aware of what's going on. The people that voted for him weren't basing it solely on a lie.
And they didn't have this insurrection on their plate.
No.
They didn't have this. And most of the people, the overwhelming majority of people that voted for Donald Trump are not supporting people climbing the walls. There might be people that are smiling when they see this. Hey, they're pissed off. But at the end of the day, after this is all said and done, and then there are other people like your friend there who said, I'm embarrassed by this. And this is too. This was a time where if we ain't going to get the idea of people saying this has gone too far after what happened last week, it ain't going to happen. Yeah. And we have extremists that have been elected, and that's it. And there is no false equivalency here. You say, well, what about the extremists on the left? We have not had people on the left attack the United States Capitol. Yeah, well, what about Antifa? No, can't do it this time.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is one of the most devastating things we have had in our history. But beyond that, when you post something like that, you're demonstrating to me that there's just not one moment to take a pause and even take a breath and then go with your like-minded folk that are out there that absolutely could care about. They don't care about the loss of human life.
Yeah.
They don't care about the threat to democracy. They don't care about
the
fact that the pandemic because of the mask issue. What they care about is fealty to their great orange liar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they care about more than anything. And it's sad. So long. See you later. Enjoy the ride. That's what I wanted to say about that. It's a long time coming, but it got more. I didn't think it would get more unhinged. It got more unhinged
I agree.
After he came back. And by the way, your little dig, Todd, about if there are any conservatives, let me know. So long, it's been fun on our fan page. So he has to give me that little dig. You've been doing that forever, you douchebag. You've been doing that forever. All right? And good luck being alone down in Florida. Thank you very much, Todd. That's it. That's all I have to say about him. He's dead to me. Officially. Dead.
Blocked. Right?
There you go. No, I mean like, bam. I don't want to hear about him. I don't want to know about him. I don't care. He's pushed it to the limit and forget it. And I always thought, when I realized it wasn't a joke? When he was on the show a while back and he said, escape. Then I realized what a freaking moron he was. That's it. Oh, good with numbers, though, in code.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. We'll come back with the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. And that's it. I'm not involved on this network in any other capacity. I have a new comedy special out, and it's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. Just download the app, watch my special, make something of your life. Then click on that little heart thing. That'll bring me lots of joy. Just kidding. It helps me get paid. I'm dead inside. The reviews are in. Merle Rogers says, it's a sure thing. Jimmy Cerrito, go Bills. Whatever. Download the app, Dry Bar Comedy, watch my special, laugh them up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. What's one good thing we learned in 2020? That the internet is even more awesome than we thought. Yes. Groceries online, movies online, doctor visits online, and of course, doing the post office thing online with Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows businesses to do all of their mailing and shipping right from their computer. No need to leave their home or office or home office. With Stamps.com, you get all the services of the post office and UPS right on your computer. Plus, big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. You can send anything anywhere. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. So make 2021 the year you stop wasting time going to the post office and use Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
News!
Boo! Oh, I love Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie.
That's right.
He's at the point where he can do pretty much whatever he wants. And apparently he wants to jump into the squared circle.
What?
And open up a can of whoop-ass. In a recent interview, Matthew hinted that he might be doing something with the WWE. Here's what he said.
Oh, no.
I'll not say too much about it. Because, as you know, I can't say too much about these things. But it's something that interests me.
All right. Matthew and his kids, who are 12, 10, and 8, actually watch wrestling together. He says, quote, they're starting to get that when they go, oh, this is fake.
Oh.
Well, that's good. They're smart kids. I'm going, what you talking about? No way. Because I won't give them the wink yet. But they're starting to get that in there. There's a bit of, you know, two of them are like, this is such a Matthew McConaughey.
This really
I'd love to hear it and see if I could duplicate it. Just, I'm going, what are you talking about? No way, because I won't give them the wink yet. But they're starting to get that in there. There's a bit of one, you know. Two of them are like, this isn't fake, it's real. Wink, wink. That's so much of the fun. It's going. All right, whatever. All right.
Robert
so,
never got to the point where he said he thought it was fake.
So still doesn't, right?
Yeah, good on those kids. Good on those kids.
You know, to be honest with you, with there are so many people in American society who deserve more attention than Screech from Saved by the Bell.
So true.
Dustin Diamond. But he has been diagnosed with cancer, and it's serious, stage four. There's no word on what type of cancer it is or what the prognosis may be. However, people care about Screech, and Screech is expected to make that public what the diagnosis is as soon as doctors finish running their tests and make a formal prognosis. Dustin's rep said, quote, he's undergoing chemo. That's probably not appropriate.
Well, that's his song, though. That's his song. Liz Lethem, sorry.
We had, you know, we had Dustin Diamond on the old on my old show that, that I would say we had him when we were in Phoenix.
Okay.
And he had some sex tape out that was manufactured. It was the most awkward interview, I would say top three of our careers.
Wasn't it? It was theorized that he...
He leaked it himself.
Well, yeah, but also that it wasn't actually him in the sex tape
because
the guy was particularly gifted.
Yeah, he had a silo.
That he did that to sort of reinvent his career.
You know, what concerns me is his, even within his pop culture visit of Saved by the Bell, I mean, it was this dumb, over the top perform, you know, it's, I don't know why the level of popularity is so there, but it's there. He's in tough shape.
It came back as we mentioned earlier that but he had alienated himself so much in the past, I would say 20 years to the rest of the crew that they're like, we are not touching this guy.
No,
this is one of those moments where I'm just not proud that I put this in the news. But anyway,
we were happy. Sorry.
Here's a true icon here. The record for the most expensive trading card ever just got smashed. A 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card was purchased for $5.2 million.
Whoa.
The buyer was Rob Goff, an actor and entrepreneur who owns the Dope Clothing and CBD line. The previous record was set in 2020 when somebody paid $3.93 million for an autographed 2009 Mike Trout draft prospects card. Wow,
that
I thought they'd have to be a...
That seems out of place. Mike Trout is relatively recent to draw that kind of cash. Yeah,
absolutely recent. Wow. I'm surprised at that myself. So, Mickey Mantle, you know, hey, those cards, go into your attic, see what thank you.
Mickey Mantle waved at my dad once.
Did he really?
Yeah, he saw him at a Yankees game in like 62, I think.
That's so cool. Mickey
Pretty
Mantle.
Cool. Yeah.
Wow. You can't beat him. A company in South Korea called Petpulse has a new collar that analyzes your dog's barks and translates them into emotions. Sure. The team behind it spent 3 years collecting 10,000 samples from 50 different breeds, and it uses AI to evaluate each bark in real time. You pair it with an app on your phone, and they claim it can deduct 5 different emotions.
Oh.
Well, that's no big deal. Happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad. Give me a break, please. The app is free.
It's from South Korea?
Yes, absolutely.
I got a dog collar from North Korea that it detects when the dog is delicious.
The app is free. You need the collar, though. The collar is $99. And, okay, here's the website where you can get this collar if you want to check
please.
Your dogs. Here it is. There you go. Thank you.
Doesn't according the tail give you all that? The tail gives you all
does,
that, right?
It does.
According to a new survey, 80% of Americans say that in spite of everything, they feel optimistic about this year. I feel a heaviness lately, but I also must say that I
hopeful.
Do feel and
yeah,
have felt
like
hopeful
that.
For this. The top three things keeping people's optimism. I hope the pandemic will end this year. Oh, I hope we can do that. The fact that 2020 is over. Yes. And the idea of traveling more. That's number one on my hit parade. I love the idea of getting out and seeing the world again and doing another TMOS Live. God, I hope we can do this by
the
fall.
Can't wait to get back to Indiana.
That's where our new... Rob tipped the hand
sorry,
there.
That's
where we're going. That's right. Fort Wayne, by the way.
Fort Wayne in the summer.
Now a... best time to be in Fort Wayne.
It's got a great humidity.
Now the a little something something.
Yes.
There's a 26-year-old guy named Tylan Morlang from Independence, Missouri. He's visiting from the Midwest down here. Shocker. They all are here now. He was in Key West, Florida this week. On Wednesday morning, he was drunk, and he found his way... He found his way onto a floating tiki hut.
Yes!
Oh.
Yeah, there's a company that has these tiki hut-style charter boats. They don't even look like a boat. It literally is almost like a little round tiki hut with an engine on it. That's what it is.
That's
and they
awesome.
Have them down.
I'm
I've seen
so
them in the
in,
Keys.
Yeah.
Tylan turned the on the ignition and drove off.
Bye.
He's in trouble, as you might imagine. The U.S. Coast Guard wound up tracking him down. I'm sure that was an exciting chase. I'm sure that was a harrowing speed demonstration there. It was off the coast of Key West. I don't know where he was going. He was arrested for a felony grand theft. Safe to say that by Thursday, Tylan wasn't smiling. There we go. Tylan from Missouri. Yes, sir. Tiki Hut. Loki Tiki Hut. Yes, sir. Key West. Show me your boobs.
Oh, no.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's hard to believe that we are closing in on a full year of this pandemic. We've all had to adapt, sacrifice, and change just to get by. First of all, thank you all for sticking with TMOS. We're proud that we kept the content coming despite COVID-19, and we're humbled that you kept consuming it. Now, with the vaccine rolling out, no matter how slow, it looks like there's some light up ahead. But now is not the time to get happy. As far as safety, nothing has changed. Stay the course. However, speaking of change, we've got some great TMOS surprises coming up for you in 2021. So stay tuned. We're always working to make this show the best it can be. And this year is no exception. So in many ways, get ready for a great 2021. And it starts right here. From everyone at the Mike O'Mara Show, thank you and more to come.
Thank you, Mike. That was really, really sincere.
That's very powerful.
Loved it.
Powerful words. Speaking of powerful words, I've got some for you right now. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show. We're such asses.
Act now.
This call now. The this portion of the program brought to you by our bonus package.
It's easy to smile when your MP3 file brings laughter and joy to you.
I'll start again.
Okay.
Ted Knight. Hold on.
Elihu Smales.
It's easy to smile when your MP3 file brings laughter and joy to your ear. But it's tragic, no doubt, when the podcast runs out and there's nothing good left to hear.
That's why you need the bonus show. After you steamroll through the five regular shows, we do another one for you. Commercial-free, uncensored. You never know what we're going to talk about. Why we're recording one today or so.
Mm-hmm. We are, indeed. Mm-hmm.
T'would be a shame if you missed it, you filthy leech. So, cruise on over to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the banner for pennies a day. You'll dwell among the comedy cognoscenti.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
The TMOS bonus thingy. Your passport to the assport. Now I christen thee the Flying Wasp, listeners. Are you my friend? Want the bonus show? Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, January 15th, 2021.
So my mom has an Alexa, and I think for, my mom is older than me. She's not, I would not call her an old lady, but she's older. But she's pretty
car.
Hip. She's a, no, the Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa, it's a car. It's a computer assistant.
Making a friggin' joke. I know it's Alexa. I said it's a good car.
But my mom is fairly hip, and I will like it sometimes if we're talking on the phone, she'll just say, Alexa, play this, or Alexa, play this, or Alexa, do
this. People hate it when you're doing this because now we're setting them off.
I love it. I love it. Alexa, turn up to full volume.
Oh, why would you do that to them? That's terrible.
Just messing with them. But there's this grandma. Of course, she's in Florida, Mike.
Alexa, play Vanilla Ice.
That's funny.
Sorry.
Alexa, change my password.
Hey, now don't keep doing it. Don't keep doing it.
So this lady, this grandma in Orlando is not having a good time with Alexa because she wants to hear some music from her era, but she keeps getting Usher.
That's a jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. They're kind of suave, like.
Honey.
You know, honey, you play a lot of beautiful. That's my kind. No. And Alexa, that's not the kind I want. That's her jumping song.
I'm not sure.
I want a sophisticated.
And in case you're wondering, the lady from Florida.
I think it's staged, but I think it's funny.
She has a cane. The cane makes it better. The guy in San Francisco who has two more guesses on his password to get his $220 million dollars out of
Bitcoin. Yeah, we had that earlier in the week.
Yeah, he did. He's doing some media now, and people are offering him advice, and people are offering him helpful tips. And some of them aren't that great.
A lot of people are offering various solutions, everything from the silly to like, for example, one person suggested, have you tried the word password? So that's one. Some people have recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets that I could talk to.
Yeah, you should talk to a prophet, Mike. Don't you think?
If you ask any even remotely reasonably difficult question on social media, You are so screwed. You're going to get angrier
open for everything.
Than
absolutely
because no one. There's so many Sheckies out there, you know, that just want to do shtick. Especially in my world, you know.
Yes.
Hey, I really want to know how to work this combination lock. You know, how about pliers?
Waka 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 waka.
Waka waka waka. So in Los Angeles, the Amazon delivery vans are electric, which I suppose is great for the environment. But because of that, they're very quiet. So there is a law in Los Angeles that they have to make some sort of noise. So I thought they would do like, you know, like an ice cream man, maybe play like Pop Goes the Weasel. No. They've got a noise on it now that the pitch changes as the speed increases. And if I heard this on the streets of Los Angeles, I think we'd been taken over by aliens.
That's so cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It is cool. It is kind of space.
It's futuristic.
Age.
Crazy, right? So that's.
But it's a little over the top, isn't it? I mean, it's a little heavy-handed.
I don't like the fact that the pitch goes up the faster they go. It makes me uneasy.
You know what? The ones we're using down here in Fort Myers, when they get to a certain speed, well, I'll play it for you.
Oh, you got that email.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for sending that to me.
So there is a United Kingdom airline. It's called Ryanair.
And Ryanair, discount airline, very popular.
Well, they are discount, and they're looking for business. And now that they're distributing the vaccine in the United Kingdom, they've got a new ad campaign telling people it's safe to fly. It's called Jab and Go.
Vaccines are coming, so you could jab and go. Book today on Ryanair.com, and if your plans change, so can your booking.
So let's hear the engines on a brand new Ryanair 737.
That's after you get jabbed, though.
Yeah, exactly. Jab and go, Mike.
I just love. I want to get on a plane and fly to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask my daughter about that.
That's soothing.
Are they everywhere? Are they everywhere now? Is that
the Amazon delivery vans that are electric are required to make noise? This was
they have made a commitment to bring on 200 just this year, 200 electric vans into their fleet.
Boogie, wow. Woogie, woogie.
Yeah.
It's electric.
That's amazing. That's cool. I like that. Jab and go.
Let's close with this. I think it's funny sometimes when actual transcripts are just recreated by computer voice, and that's what this lady has done. She is a Starbucks attendant for the drive-thru and had a little bit of a discussion with someone who came through and had a very special order. So this is the actual conversation transcribed and read by a computer.
A real conversation I had with a customer at work the other day. Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you? Hi, can I get a caramel frappuccino with almond milk? Of course. And can you make sure they use almond milk? I am severely allergic to dairy. Yeah, no problem. I'll even grab a new blender from the back, so there is no cross-contamination. Thank you. Here you go. Where is the whipped cream? Frappuccinos are supposed to come with whipped cream. But you said I say no whipped cream? No. But I thought you said you are allergic. A little whipped cream won't hurt me. No.
Remember, Mike,
so the bitchiness comes through, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It perfectly comes through.
I love that. That's your magic audio.
Oh, that's what. Hold on. Miss O'Mara's ducking in here.
So I go into the kitchen. Hey, happy Friday.
Yes.
So I go into the kitchen and like Alexa is playing play that funky music, white boy. Is there a reason why?
Yeah,
seriously.
We did that on the show. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing on your election or your best of Lee County?
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't know. All right. So, best of Lee County.
Vote.
Go to GulfShoreLife.com, Lee County, and vote for Dermglow Skin for the best face.
Yes.
There you go. I did it again. All right. By the way, what?
Thank you.
Okay, you didn't need to come over and say that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscars, why am I waving?
I love it.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Merzing. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Pandemic.